This woman is one of hundreds of people who have come to Nyamukubi to get medical help. But after days of floods and landslides devastated the South Kivu region, the village hospital has run out of medicine. Chance Kinzo has a broken leg. She says she was buried and rescued only after her screams for help were heard.
I clung to a collapsing house. It fell on top of me and I was covered in dirt. I lost lots of members of my family, brothers and sisters-in-law. Two bodies have been found, but so far the others have not.
Since Thursday, flooding and landslides have swept away roads and left hundreds dead. President Felix Tshisekedi declared Monday as a day of national mourning. Nyamukubi's village chief says people are doing what they can to recover, but they need help.
We ask the national government to come to our aid urgently, and everyone who is watching me in this interview across the world to come in an emergency, because there are no places to sleep. There are no blankets to cover. There is nothing to eat.
Dozens of people have been buried, some in mass graves. But with nearly 2,000 people reported missing, many more graves will most likely need to be dug. Dmitry Medvedenko, Al Jazeera.
Let's bring in Amavi Akpamag.